Hey guys, welcome to Morbid Arts and Broken Boards podcast, where we like to have fun, meet new people, and escape the real world for a few minutes. Art and skateboarding is the main focus of the company, but we are very versatile and enjoy a lot of things. If you'd like to check out our artwork at 710 High Street, Freeport, Pennsylvania, 16229, or check out our Facebook page at Morbid Arts and Broken Boards. My name is Everett Foster, and I thank you all for tuning into this episode. So, as you guys have been listening, the last couple weeks here, we've been doing music podcasts where I pick some selected songs and I play them for you. Now, the last two episodes we did were special because they were a listener request, but usually I will post these on Wednesday. And guess what day it is, guys? It's Wednesday. So, these songs that I selected for you today, we actually are doing seven now, not five, because I kind of got carried away and I like doing this. So instead of five, we're going to be doing seven, as you heard in the last two. So today, we have edited rap music. Now, the reason why we're doing edited is because this is a family-friendly podcast. And honestly, they honestly sound funny too. So I do enjoy rap. Depending on the rap artist, you know, some rap is horrible, but some rap is very good. And like I said, some of these edited ones are super funny the way that they edit it. And so if you guys, you know, want to check it out, you know, remember to always check out those artists too. Definitely look them up if you find the song that you like. Now, like I said, this won't be the actual song because it is the clean version. So if you want to check out the real version, go right ahead. Just most of them will be explicit because a lot of rap is. So if you're younger, ask your mom and dad first before you listen to the real version. All right, guys, give it a listen. Let me know what you think.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton, a brother with his finger on the trigger. But once I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the roofest villain, and you know this. But the suckers in the public won't show this. But I don't really care, I'ma make my snap. If not from the records, from jacking a craft is like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Pack a fool out the sack. I find somebody talking trash and put him in check. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a sucker if you don't go with the flow. You probably get mad like a punk is supposed to, but that shows me, yo, you're composed to a crazy long brother from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm ready to hit. If your rear controls the automatic, for any fool in my way, it starts static. Not the right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells rim, but I'm raw. See, the people know me as a villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing. It's taking place without a clue. On the scope, you know it's through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a brother like Ren is on a gangster tip, straight out of Compton. Compton, Compton. Easy is his name, and the boy's coming.
Straight out of Compton is a brother that don't smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother raising hell, and if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't really care. That's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them. But I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see a punk, dark, except when I'm alone. You see a spark and talk over our hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind, and no object, and leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the girl who got shot? Oh, you think I give a damn about a girl? I ain't a sucker. This is the autobiography of the E, and if you ever mess with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who is mother. Word to the mother, yeah, straight out of Compton.
The way it goes in the city of Compton, boy.
All right, guys, a little bit of a throwback with the first song from the early 90s with NWA, Straight Outta Compton. So I can't tell you what the whole name stands for, but I will tell you that the last part of it stands for With Attitude, and this band had attitude. Like, they were all insane. Very, very talented dudes, though. Of course, as a lot of you probably already know, this was the rap group that consisted of Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, and Ice Cube. They were the three more popular ones that went farther with rap music. And if you guys haven't watched it yet, they just did a movie a couple years ago called Straight Outta Compton about this rap band. And one of the best movies I've ever seen. One of the best music documentaries I've ever watched in my life. The actors were so good. They picked the perfect people to play the part. And actually, Ice Cube's son played Ice Cube in the movie. But he didn't get it because his dad was, you know, Ice Cube. His dad was very strict with picking. And he flat out told his son that if someone was better for him, he wouldn't get the part. But he ended up pulling it off. And I actually saw a Facebook meme about that said Ice Cube's son played a better Ice Cube than Ice Cube did himself. So, you know, a little bit of, you know, I thought that was pretty funny. But, yes, definitely check out NWA. And, again, the song was Straight Outta Compton.
Man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When me call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gra-ta-ta-ta.
I've been in the hills, superstars feeling like a pop star. Drinking in it bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she's screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA's always asking where the. Smash out on a cop car, sweeter than a Pop-Tart. You know you are not hard, I done made the hot chart. Remember I used to chop hard, living like a rock star. I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, popping, popping,
popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that tango gratatata.
Alrighty guys, we got Post Malone, and so I really don't know a whole lot about the performer Post Malone. I've heard he's a very down-to-earth, cool guy. I will say one thing though, there was an episode a couple years back of the show Ghost Adventures. Now him, Post Malone, and Zach, the main dude of Ghost Adventures, actually grew up together, and so Post Malone went on this ghost hunt with them to one of the places they were locked into. And the spirits, one of them, whenever they were talking, like, kind of right at Post Malone, they heard over in the voice input that this ghost called him dirty and grungy. So every time I think of Post Malone, I think of a ghost calling him dirty and grungy. Which, if you've ever seen him, he kind of looks pretty grungy. I don't know when the last time that dude bathed this. But anyways, so check out Post Malone. Very cool song. Again, like I said, this was clean. So the regular version definitely has a little bit of stuff that might not be great for children. But very cool song. Very cool beat to it. Post Malone with Rockstar.
You see me walk around like nothing's bothering me, even though half your people my leg give out. Can't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. And my eyes burn out. I'ma rip this till my bones pull out. Till the wood comes on. Till the lights go out. Till my leg give out. Can't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. And my eyes burn out. I'ma rip this till my bones pull out.
As soon as the verse starts, I beat it in MC's heart. What is he thinking? I'm not to go against me smart. And it's absurd how people hang on every word. I'll probably never get the props I feel I ever deserve. But I'll never be served. My spot is forever reserved. If I ever leave Earth, that would be the death of me first. Cause in my heart of hearts, I know nothing could ever be worse. That's why I'm clever when I put together every verse. My thoughts are sporadic. I act like I'm an addict. I rap like I'm addicted to smack like I'm Kim Mathers. But I don't wanna go forth and back at constant battles. The fact is I would rather sit back and bomb some rappers. So this is like a full-blown attack. I'm launching at him. The track is on some battle and rap, so want some static. Cause I don't really think that the fact that I'm Slim Hatters a black and platinum status is whack if I'm not the baddest.
Till the moon comes on, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my eyes burn out. I'ma rip this till my bones pull out. Till the moon comes on, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my eyes burn out. I'ma rip this till my bones pull out.
Guys, know I had to throw in some Eminem in this. So we have Eminem with Till I Collapse featuring Nate Dogg. Now, Eminem is actually one of my favorite artists. He is such a talented dude, crazy writer, such speed. Like, he goes off like an auctioneer, and I really enjoy listening to Eminem's music. And actually, his newest album with Kamikaze that came out, like, no one knew that album was coming out. He had a surprise album. And it striked a lot of, he wrote it and called out a lot of the other rappers. And because his last album didn't do so great. And everybody's like, oh, Eminem, you're done. You're old. You're done this forever. And Eminem came back with this killer new album and called out all the people that called him out. And it actually kind of started like a rap battle again between him and a lot of other people, especially MGK. So like they're kind of going at now, and it's kind of funny, but yet it's kind of cool to listen to what they're saying to respond back to each other in rap form. Again, Eminem, Till I Collapse, and I'm sure everyone in the world, if you don't listen to rap or not, you've heard of Eminem because he's so known for what he does. All right, guys.
To the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say, what they gonna say? Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitch like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't get
pushed. I'm on the floor, I love to dance. So give me more, till I can't stand. Get on the floor, like it's your last chance. If you want more.
Alrighty, guys. Nicki Minaj with Starships. So I really don't know if you'd classify that as rap, if it's hip hop, if it's dance, if it's, I don't know what she is considered. I mean, I guess she raps. She is really talented though. If you listen to her singing, she definitely can sing. She has some speedy rap. I don't know if she writes her own stuff or not, but whoever does write it is pretty talented. I really don't know much about Nicki Minaj other than I've listened to some of her music and whatnot. But I do know that she has some really cool hair, and I believe she's done some like acting in some sort too before she became, who she is in music. I'm not sure what kind of acting she's done, but, I tell you what though, she has come a long way. I've heard her background, like when she was younger, she didn't really have too much. And, I guess, you know, I've heard that, she's really cleaned up her life a lot. So good for her. And again, that was Nicki Minaj with Starships. I think if you're anything like me, that song makes you feel like you kind of want to dance a little bit. It's very, very, very poppy and very catchy and very moving. But anyways, no, I'm not going to dance. But no, that was Nicki Minaj with Starships.
Sean Khalif from Mad. Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah, perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead and we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, same ones that I die with, put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in a new car or the crown with. My new bra does a fine chick in the weather squad I'm down with. Ain't no way around it. What you say? Tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day. Taking off, looking out for all. Making sure we ball like the mob. All you do is call. Catch you if you fall. Yo, Khalifa.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. Spirit, I'm feeling like a kill inside. Or financial outbreak, I'm free, but I ain't out yet. Ride with the plug, so I'm close to the outlet. At the red light rim, sitting offset. I look better on your girl than outfit.
Stuck to the plan. Always said that we would stand up, never ran. We the family, loyalty never change up. Been down since day one, look at where we came from. Jumping out on anybody who try to say some. One thing about it, got a problem, I got the same one. Money rolls, we fold. Plenty clubs, we close. Follow the same code. Never turn our backs, our cars don't even lose control.
Shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it. A lot of guys in me, they with me. Cause it can get dangerous. I pass that people alive. This moment, we own it.
Ah.
Alrighty, guys, we got 2 Chainz and Wiz Khalifa. Now, being that I'm pretty much from Pittsburgh, and so is Wiz Khalifa, I find that very cool. So I've followed him throughout the years and listened to some of his early demo albums. A couple of my friends actually know him pretty well. But that song was actually from the movie Fast and Furious 6, which I don't know if you guys have watched those or not, but I'm a huge fan of all of them. There are 8 of them now, and they went kind of crazy with it, but they were a car movie, now they're more just action, but I find them all really, really cool. Funny story about 2 Chainz. So I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the YouTube comedian named Trevor Wallace, but he does, he makes fun of a lot of places. The thing that he like really got famous for on YouTube was making fun of Zoomies, which is the chain skate shop, and he pretended to be a manager there, and part of the job at Zoomies is that you have to sell stuff to make commission off your money. So like he would do the most ridiculous stuff to try to sell stuff to these people. And one of the things that he said to this one customer in like one of the videos is, yo, bro, you need some chains? Yo, do you need this, dude? 2 Chainz did it twice. So every time I think of 2 Chainz, I think of Trevor Wallace selling this person some chains at Zoomies. And but yeah, he's funny. He's a funny guy. But yeah, 2 Chainz and Wiz Khalifa with We Own It. And again, that was on Fast and Furious 6.
I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time for my second minutes. Hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper, sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Poppin' telecoppers, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like over Redenbacher. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that beastie. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's the motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a gobbler? Nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some freaking bullshit. Call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer with this private. Damn, I hate a shy chick. Don't you hate a shy chick? Had him play the shy chick. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my chick. Yeah, boy, that's my girl. And she pops excellent up in Wayne's World. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a bitch with no way. You ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick. And I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick. Yeah, my clock sick. Am I not thick? I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. See, they say I'm rapping like Big J and Tupac. Andre 3000, where is Erica Badu at? Who that said it gon' be Lil Wayne? My name ain't Big, but I keep that flame, man. Who that wanna do that? Boy, you knew that you that swallow. And I be this you. Now you got loose powers. I don't owe you like 2 hours. But I would like for you to pay me by the hour. And I'd rather be pushing flowers than to be in the pen sharing showers. Tony told us this world was ours, and the Bible told us every girl was sour. Don't clean a garden and don't smell her flower. Call me Mr.
Mr. Carter or Mr. Lauren Mauer. Boy, I got so many bitches like I'm Mike Lowry. Even Gwen Stefani see she couldn't doubt me. My dope, but I say life ain't shit without me. Chrome lips poking out the coop, look like it's pouting. I do what I do and you do what you can do about it. Chopper turn a crack rock into a mountain. Damn, man, don't you compare me, cause there ain't nobody near me. They don't see me, but they hear me. They don't feel me, but they fear me. I'm illin'.
Okay, guys, we have Lil Wayne with a Millie. Now, Lil Wayne is one of those rappers that I'm not sure if I like, I'm not sure if I don't like. He's just kind of there. I really like this song, though. This song is super catchy. Now, of course, if you've listened to the real song, you know that it's not family-friendly at all. And the edited one is just so goofy. Like, it's silly. I think my favorite part of the edited version is whenever he says, "And she pops excellent up in Wayne's World." Like, it's so great because it's so different than the original. Now, it's crazy because I actually got the chance to meet Lil Wayne once at Pipe Skate Park, which is out in it's in Murrysville. It was an indoor skate park, and they actually closed it down now. They had their last season about 2 years ago, but I met him very briefly at that skate park because he's into skateboarding now. He owns his own company. He owns Trunk Fit, which I believe makes like skateboarding apparel. I'm not sure how far it goes with it or not. But, and then actually, I swear it was him, too. I think I met him a second time. I was at the local park by me at the Cranberry Skate Park, and me and my one buddy were there, and we were just skating. It was kind of late, you know, and we see this big, big, huge truck rolling in. If you know where the skate park is, it's back behind the police station, and this truck was, like, chromed out. It was ridiculous, and whoever was in it was blaring the music. And I'm pretty sure it was Lil Wayne because the dude got out and said, "Hey, yo, guys, you know, if I had my board on me, I'd join you." And it looked exactly like Lil Wayne. And so to this day, I swear that I've met him twice. But I don't know if that second time was really him or not, but it had to have been. Like, there's, I don't know. Anyways, so that was Lil Wayne with a Millie.
No telling what I'm feeling. Beyond, hey, hey, I'm beyond all that.
Hey, little mama, would you like to be my sunshine? We touch my game, we gon' turn this to ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a naked flea. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these new clones trying to copy what I'm on. Get your own, trying to pick a new bone. Back to brother Skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping bone, making plays. 50 shades of gray, put that pretty like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Spitting cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that through her, but she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young from the sixth throwing balls. I'm a real young from the sixth throwing balls. Real young from the sixth throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, get off me. In the cut, I'm rolling up my block now. Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli. Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me. I can get that easily. Say that I can hit that shit greasily. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily. Hey, no telling what I'm feeling. Beyond, hey, hey, I'm beyond all that. Hey, hey, no telling what I'm feeling. Hey, beyond. Said I'm beyond.
I got companies and pesos. I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should sauce them up like Prego Fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special. But I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing record. Had the world stepping. That's what I call epic. Couple summers later, I got paper. I acquired taste for salmon on a bagel with the capers on a square plate at the restaurant with the why you got a stare face to know I either ball or I record over the stand base. Rapper face, dread headed, golden diamond teeth wearing. They just mad cause I got that cheese which I keep wearing. Turned up at the party getting lit the yachty with a Spanish Barbie. Word to my mommy, hey. In the middle of the party, get off me, yeah. In the cut I'm rolling up my broccoli. Your baby mama fond of me, yeah. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli, yeah. Whispering in my ear, she tryna leave with me, yeah. Say that I can get that easily, yeah. Say that I can hit that greasily, yeah. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily, yeah.
Okay, guys, for our last song I picked for you, we have Dram, or Drom, however you say it, featuring Lil Yachty with Broccoli. I really don't know how I ever heard this song. I think it was at a skate shop one time. I heard it when it first came out, and then I started hearing it a lot because it was super popular. So this song is just ridiculous. The melody and the beat of it is so cool, though. I love it. It sounds like, it's so goofy. It sounds like an old English type of beat. And I find this song hilarious. Again, the edited version is nothing like the real version of it, as you could probably tell from listening because of all the stuff bleeped out and everything like that. My favorite line, though, from this whole song is when he says about that he acquired the taste for, what is it, with the bagels and capers on a square plate at the restaurant with the why you got a stare face because you know I either ball or record. And I laugh every time I hear that song because, I don't know, it's just so ridiculous. But again, we have Drama, I don't know, featuring Lil Yachty. So, and I believe Lil Yachty was a YouTube rapper. And I really haven't listened too much. All I know is he's got like the red dreadlocks, and the red dyed dreadlocks, and they're kind of long, and I don't know, they look like the paint's washing right out of them. I don't know, but cool song, cool beat, very ridiculous. So thanks guys again for tuning in. I hope this was at least entertaining for you to listen to, whether or not you're into rap or you're not. And like I said, if you've heard the regular songs, that's great. I just come play them on my podcast. But so I hope you had fun listening to the clean versions. And and if you have kids and you want to share this with them and be like, hey guys, this is what you're allowed to listen to, you know, that's cool. But again, if you are a kid, ask your parents before you can listen to the real version, because most of this music has some nasty stuff in it. So again, thanks guys for listening. This has been a Morbid Arts and Broken Boards podcast. We'll be back next Wednesday. And actually, I'll tell you this now because it's a holiday. It's actually my favorite holiday next week. We got Halloween next Wednesday. So, of course, naturally, on the podcast, we're going to have Halloween music. I've already got the songs picked out, so it'll be fun. But unless I get another request from a listener, that will be the next music that you hear from us. I have a few scheduled interviews to do this week, though, for the podcast. So you'll probably be hearing a little bit of them before next Wednesday. But next week on Wednesday will be the Halloween music for your listening pleasure on Halloween. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next time. All right, thanks.